Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor. And I'll tell you, I've been saying this since the show started, and when we talk about Better Call Saul, the superstar in that show is the casting director. And whoever did casting for this show has just hit it out of the park. One of the reasons is Patrick Fabian, and he's our special guest today. And you talk about somebody that has put together an unbelievably impressive career, and you don't necessarily know him for one role in particular, but he has put a career together where he's constantly working. Joan of Arcadia, he played Gavin, and he was just absolutely terrific. You saw him in Grey's Anatomy. My wife tells me I never saw it, but he was terrific as Spencer in Time of Your Life, and I don't know what that is, but yeah, but she loved that. Just a Veronica Mars. He played a professor, if I remember correctly, and if I'm remembering wrongly, forgive me. This guy is terrific. What a terrific actor. And he plays Howard Hamlin on Better Call Saul. Providence, he was in, gigantic. He is a tremendous actor, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have him. Patrick Fabian, once again, is our very special guest. Patrick, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. Thank you. I tell you, with an intro like that, you are hired. You can be my agent and my publicist.
Well, hey, listen, it's true. You know, I say this a lot. You know, there's people who are known for one big role, or they get that one big role in their career, and they just kind of roll after that. You know, it hasn't been that for you. You're constantly getting work, which I think is much more impressive than just landing one big role. You've got to be very proud of your body of work.
Well, it's funny. You don't realize that until everybody wants to be Brad Pitt when they start off in their 20s. And then you realize, oh, that role is taken by Brad. And he's doing a very good job with it.
Yeah.
And then you keep going your job. And then you turn around and you're like in your 40s. And you go, oh, I've actually worked a lot. I'm actually working as a freelance artist, which in and itself being a working actor is a real blessing. There's no doubt about it.
It's tremendous. And I've had some of your co-stars on the show recently. And I'll tell you, the casting folks hit it out of the park. Do all of you guys realize that you're on to something special? I guess like the Sopranos actors, somewhere along the line, it hit them, and Breaking Bad, the predecessor to Better Call Saul. But do you guys all realize maybe, you know, this is something special we have going on here?
Yeah, I think so. I think because we were following Breaking Bad, there was a lot of pressure that was the 800-pound gorilla on us at first. But I think we've acquitted ourselves well. We're a great companion piece to it. And, you know, we're making something good. All the cooks are good, and all the ingredients seem to be good. And what we see in the end, the product seems to be really good, too. And we've all worked, and we've all been a part of things that were less than good. You know, we've had our moments. And so it's really nice to be on something that you can be proud of top to bottom. And so now that we know that we're in season 5, we're going to do a final season 6, and that'll be it. We're a little bittersweet about it, but it's been a really fantastic ride.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the difference between you guys, what you're doing here, and Breaking Bad is you just didn't have this aspect of it. And it's the part you're involved in, the legal side. It's a very smart show, and it's your part of the show. It's you and Michael and everything that he had done, you know, before he left. But everything that you did, it just adds so much to it. It's again, it's a smart show. Season 5 is honestly, it's amazing. Season 6, that's sad that it's going to be ending at season 6. Do you know how many episodes yet in season 6, or are they kind of holding that close to the vest?
You know, we've been 10 episodes each season, but I think they announced they're looking at 13 for the final season, which I think will be a nice, satisfying way to send people off, you know. And, you know, my mother and father, of course, are always just like, there's only 10. I'm like, don't complain. It's a good job.
you're not kidding. And I'll tell you, not to spoil anything, but you're also not the type of character that would get killed off so easily, right? You're not on the dark side of it. You're not on the I won't ask you to.
Well, no, you know, I mean, here's the thing. You know, I watched the show too, and I, just like a fan on Monday nights, because, you know, of course I read the scripts, I see what's going on, I hang out with people, but, you know, my show, the show that I'm on, is a lawyer show that has some emotional problems. That's really what's going on. So when I watch So when I watch Better Call Saul, I'm just like, what's all this stuff going on in the desert? What are all these guys? You know, so who knows if those lines will cross. But as of right now, Howard seems safe in his suit.
Yeah, well, here's the next question. And again, Patrick Fabian is our very special guest from Better Call Saul. He plays Howard Hamlin, and he's terrific. And what a career he's put together. But the world has stopped. The acting world, the production world, the film and television world has stopped. I mean, in order to film, you've got to kiss, or you've got to shake hands, or you got to fight, or you got to hug, you got to do something. What's the feel around? I mean, do you have a timeline of when things might get back to normal, or are you like the rest of us, completely in the dark?
I think we're completely like the rest of us. You know, first priority is to stop the COVID virus in its tracks. And if that means staying at home and not being around people, that's the thing to do. And so the industry is completely on board with that. It's not worth the risk. And how things look later on when we come back to production, I have no idea. I imagine everyone is about a month or 2 months away from even entertaining how that looks. Maybe it looks that everybody gets their temperature taken on set. Maybe it's a skeleton crew and everybody wears masks. I don't know. But I do know this. Us and other businesses as well will come back in some fashion, and to pretend that we know what that's going to look like or how quickly that's going to look like, you know, aren't we all doing that every 30 seconds staring at our phones all day long? And nobody has an answer yet. So the best we can do is hunker down. If there's a food bank in your area you can donate to, or extra clothing in your closet, now's the time to get that out there to help those who can't help themselves. And I have no doubt that Better Call Saul will be back, and I have no doubt that I'll be on set. And as long as I keep going to the gym, I have no doubt I'll be paid to kiss somebody eventually again.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for being here. I know everyone's waiting to talk to you. Congratulations on really just a terrific career and a show that's second to none, if you ask me right now. And Better Call Saul is, by the way, we can say guilt-free. Binge watch it. You're supposed to be inside. You're supposed to be watching TV, watch movies. Watch Better Call Saul if you haven't seen it yet. Patrick, give us a website or a social media site where people can follow along with what you're doing.
Absolutely. Follow me on Twitter at Patrick Fabian and Mr. Patrick Fabian on Instagram. So I have lots of Better Call Saul content, and you'll enjoy it, I think.
Great job, and be safe, and to your family, be safe, and can't wait to see season 6, but season 5's upon us, and everybody's got to watch it. Patrick Fabian, thanks a lot.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
You too. Patrick Fabian, everyone, terrific actor. I mentioned a little earlier his resume, everything from Grey's Anatomy, Desperate Housewives. He was the professor in Veronica Mars, and Time of Your Life, and Joan of Arcadia, and, you know, now he's getting his recognition for Howard Hamlin, the role of Howard Hamlin on Better Call Saul, and it is, it is one of those shows. I'm watching it. I mean, these other shows, you know, aren't necessarily up my alley, but I've seen his acting before, and he's terrific, but boy, he's terrific as a lawyer. You would believe that he's a partner in that law firm, and you know, he's got that cold streak to him when need be. And I'll tell you what, it's just a terrific show. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen Better Call Saul, it's different than Breaking Bad. And it, you know, the dark scenes, the desert scenes are going to attract so much more attention, I think, from the Breaking Bad fans, which I certainly am a Breaking Bad fan, and you're gonna love those scenes with Michael Mando and the rest of that crew, and it's dark, and but the other part of the show is absolutely terrific. Patrick Fabian has been our very special guest. See you next time on Breaking It Down.